Costigan with two sacks, who now leads the Elks with six sacks. First, Thomas, congratulations on a win tonight, because this has been a very long time coming for this group.
Yeah, definitely. Guys were happy. We were happy to celebrate, happy to get that win. It just feels so good. There's no other feeling like it.
You were one of the fresh bodies coming into the lineup tonight and for this D-line, and we know how physical a position that is. Tell me about just, you know, for you, what did you want to accomplish here tonight and helping your team get a win?
Yeah, I just wanted to contribute, you know, coming off the bench. You know, I wouldn't even say I was necessarily 100%, but I just wanted, I knew I could still contribute, and we were able to go out there and do that. And as a D-line, we dominated, so it was just good to be a part of that and to be celebrating on the sideline.
Five sacks in the game for the Elks on the D-line. Just talk about the pressure that you guys got for a lot of the evening.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they had backup linemen in four spots, and that's really tough to come into a team and basically start in your first game. And for them, we knew we could get to them. We knew it was a new quarterback as well, so we knew he wasn't going to be trying to get us to jump off sides. His thoughts were on the defense more so than tricking us. So we got a good jump off the ball. We knew we could get an advantage on these O linemen, so it worked out well for us.
You didn't play Saturday in Regina. Talk about going forward and how you think you're going to feel the next couple of days as you get set for Friday in Vancouver.
Yeah, I've had a bit of a quad, and it's just up and down. Some days I feel good, some days I feel bad. So I'm just kind of trying to work, constantly get it stronger and get back to 100%, really. And it sucks I couldn't be out there the last few games, but it was good to be out there tonight.
And successful, too. Congratulations on the sacks. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
All right, Thomas Costigan down inside the dressing room. We'll bring Blake back one more time when we return. 13-7 Elks over the Argos here in Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.